Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe. Newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. A 19-year-old male from Gagetown was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making threats against the Cass City School District's junior and senior high school on Wednesday, March 4th. Hudson Bowers was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making threats against the school district. Tuscola County Prosecutor Erica Wall charged Bowers with making a false report of terrorism, which is a felony. The Sheriff's Department, along with its canine unit, assisted the Cass City Police Department in the investigation. The two police departments conducted interviews and search warrants issued and used. The alleged suspect's residence was searched and firearms were reportedly seized. The bond for Bowers was set at $250,000 cash or surety without a 10% option. Because of the incident, there was an increased police presence at the school on Thursday. There was no threat to students, staff, or the community, but we wanted to provide a reassuring presence that we are here for the community's safety, explained Cass City Police Chief James Freeman. And in a high-stakes legal maneuver, Lonnie Randall Lyles Jr. has traded his right to a preliminary examination for a significant plea offer. In court today, March 6th, Lyles waived his exam in a case involving two counts of criminal sexual conduct first degree and habitual offender charges. In exchange, prosecutors have agreed to dismiss remaining counts, bring no new charges, and crucially, will not pursue a 25-year mandatory minimum sentencing enhancement. A companion case against Lyles will also be dismissed. The strategic move means Lyles will bypass the evidentiary hearing, heading straight to circuit court for arraignment. His bond remains in place, and he's scheduled to appear on Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. The defense attorney, Michael Murawski, will meet with Lyles post-hearing to discuss the implications of this deal, which effectively caps his sentencing risk and streamlines the legal process. And when the clocks spring forward for daylight savings time, it's a perfect reminder to do a few quick home safety and maintenance tasks. Many fire departments and home safety groups recommend pairing these with the time change so they're never forgotten. Get a few of them here. The first one is replace your smoke and carbon monoxide alarm batteries. Install fresh batteries and smoke detectors in CO2 and replace alarms older than 10 years old. Check fire extinguishers. Ensure the pressure gauge is in the green and there's no damage or dents to the extinguisher itself. Change HVAC and furnace filters. Replace your filters or HVAC air filters. Improve their quality and system efficiency. Check for plumbing leaks. Look under sinks and around toilets as well as the shower. And your spigot outside, going outside the wall as well. Inspect doors and windows. Check weather stripping and seals. Helps keep heating and cooling costs down. Making sure no glass is cracked, missing, or not quite closed. Outdoor spring prep. Well, let's clean the gutters and downspouts. Inspect roof shingles after winter. Prepare garden tools or lawn equipment. And review emergency supplies. Replace expired items in a first aid kit, check flashlight batteries and emergency radios, and double check your emergency escape plan. When we come back after this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
All You Can Eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All You Can Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Let's take a look at our national news. House rejects War Powers resolution over Iran conflict. The U.S. House of Representatives nearly defeated a resolution aimed at limiting the administration's military actions against Iran. The 212-219 vote fell largely along party lines, though a small number of members from both sides crossed over. The failure of this measure follows a similar outcome in the Senate. The result ensures the executive branch maintains its current authority to continue Operation Epic Fury without new legislative constraints. In other national news, mini miracle on the Hudson ends safely. A 17-year-old student pilot and his instructor successfully landed a single-engine Cessna on an icy stretch of the Hudson River last night. The emergency landing occurred after the aircraft suffered total engine failure shortly after taking off from Long Island. Emergency responders confirmed that both individuals survived without major injuries. The event has drawn comparisons to the famous 2009 commercial jet landing, highlighting the skill of the young pilot under extreme pressure. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At
Good
Courtney
news.
Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve.
Got meds
Call us
down
today
his way.
At 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how
know.
We can help.
He
the
just
choice is
me
yours.
And said, sorry for the
Courtney
delay.
Manor
I had to stop
is a Sienna Healthcare
way.
Managed community, and we are truly all about you.
So he's on his way. Okay, no problem. And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Etihad Rail begins emergency evacuations in Abu Dhabi. Passenger train services have been launched on the Etihad Rail network to help evacuate citizens stranded near Saudi Arabian border This move is a direct response to the escalating regional conflict and the closure of several major air routes. The rail service provides a vital lifeline for those trapped by travel disruptions in West Asia. Officials say the network will remain operational for humanitarian purposes as long as security permits. Vietnam's courageous Women Behind Bars report released. In other international news, Human Rights Watch published a report today highlighting the plight of female activists imprisoned in Vietnam for peaceful dissent. The document details a harsh conditions and legal challenges faced by these women, many of whom were arrested for environmental or social advocacy. The report calls for the immediate release of those held on vague national security charges. It also urges the international community to include human rights in upcoming trade discussions with Hanoi. When we come back after this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service, it's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report for this hour. And that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.